Everyone, we are up to Simon Reish Ayin Vav. We're really up to page 110, but today we're going to do a Hakdama to Simon Reish Ayin Vav, which is really a general Hakdama to Lachas of Amir Lanachi. The Simon over here, Reish Ayin Vav, Amir Lanachi is over here. You would think it's a strange place to put. We just talked about what is Asala or Anir. Now we're talking about if a Goy lights a Nir for you on Shabbos, what is the din? Okay, which really is Merami right to the fact that there are two different dinim that come along with Hilchos Amir La'akum, and they're totally two separate dinim. And you can't confuse them because sometimes one shaykh and one times the other one is shaykh. One is, there is an isser of asking a goy to you do for you something on Shabbos. That's number one. Without getting to, there are certain times it's going to be mutter, we'll get to that as we go on through the simon. But generally it is absolutely usser to ask a goy to do first for you malacha on Shabbos. Now, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal points out. Okay, that's one din. One din is that there is an isser of asking a goy to do for you something for you on Shabbos. The second part of Amir Lanachri is you are not allowed to benefit from malacha that was done for you by goy on Shabbos. Okay, as the Gemara tells us, as Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal points out over here in Dibur Masel Asr. He says, Yesh miyaha amon hasovrin. There are many people who think false. She'eshra lomar, that a person is allowed to, o lefachot lirmoz lenachri lifnei ha-shabbat, she'avo lehavik or b'shabbos, that you could even tell a goy, or some people think you could meramis the goy, to go ahead and light for you, put on the electricity on Shabbos, turn on the television for you on Shabbos, put the lights for you on Shabbos, whatever it might be, as long as I go do it before Shabbos, I'll get myself around the problem of mir lenachri. Points out Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal. V'taos gemura. This is an absolute taos. Sharei mevor kan. Da'filu im hilik me'atzmo bishvil Yisrael asr lishtamash loro. As the Gemara tells us, as we'll soon see in Shulchan Aruch Bezrat Hashem, next time, is that even if the goy does it without you telling him anything, he just does it for you on Shabbos, the goy actually does malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, you are not allowed to benefit from that malacha on Shabbos. Now, halachically, we'll talk later what is considered benefit, and there's a lot of things to do. But that's generally the halacha, and that's how the starting point you have to know when you start Hilchos Amir Lanachri, two separate dinim. One is, I have an isser of asking a guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos, and two is, I may not benefit from malacha that a guy did for me on Shabbos. Two separate dinim, sometimes one's going to be shaykh and the other one's not going to be shaykh. As Rav Nevin Sal points out over here, we all know, right? You're allowed to be ramiz to a guy. As long as you do a remiz, everything's fine. You see over here, that's not true. Because you're not allowed to get malach, even if he does it without any remiss. He just does it without asking you, and still usher to get benefit from a guy's malacha on Shabbos. Rav Nevin, Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sal holds that this halachas of Amir Lanachri and Hilchos Chol HaMoed, these are two of the malachas that people are completely mezalzel in and don't follow them. Now, there's going to be a lot of a terim and a lot of ways of doing things in the right way. Well, like we learn halacha, if you know what you're doing, you could do things many times in a mutter way. If you don't know what you're doing, just without this, because of amaratzis, we end up tripping over a halachas because we don't know what we are doing. And this extremely applies, obviously, for those who have live-ins and cleaners who come to clean our house on Shabbos. You have to know what is going to be mutter and what is going to be what is going to be usher. Okay, so here we go like this. No, so number one is, why is there an Isra Amir Lanachi? At the end of the day, the goy is doing malacha. The Jew is not doing malacha. What's the problem over here? So after me, there's a Mechilta in Parshas Bo. There's a Mechilta in Parshas Bo that says, Kol malacha lo ye aseh. Malacha should not happen. Okay, should not be done. Okay, and over there in the Mechilta, it's mashmo that there is, if a goy does malacha for a Jew, that is also an Isra Daraisa. And those we showed him, Rashi over there, sounds like he goes like that. Rashi in other places does not sound like that, and generally we do not pass that it's an Isser Daraisa, but from that Mechilta, it's Mashma, that it is an Isser Daraisa. We generally hold that Isser of Amir Lanachri is only an Isser Darabanan, and that's generally how we are going to be passing. Why though? Why? What's an Isser Darabanan? Why is an Isser Darabanan? So the Rambam writes, Beferish. He says, Shalot Tia Shabbos Kala Be'inehem. We don't want Shabbos to become light in people's eyes. If we know we can't do malacha, we gotta start asking goyim all day to do malacha for us, it's gonna make Shabbos kal b'ayim, we're gonna think the malacha's kal, and we're gonna end up doing the malacha ourselves. That's what the Rambam writes. Now Rashi, very interesting, says two different things in two different places. Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Tezvavim and Aleph, Dir Bar Masel Kevan, says there is an isser of talking about doing malacha on Shabbos. I'm not even allowed to talk about doing malacha on Shabbos. Forget about Amir Lanachi right now. I'm allowed to talk to my friend. You can't say, Motzei Shabbos, I'm going to get in my car and drive from place to place. I'm talking about doing malacha. You could say, I'm going to over there because I can walk there. But you're not allowed to talk about malacha. There's an isser of v'dabir davar. From the Nevi'im, v'dabir davar, it is an isser. So you saw it from the Nevi'im, but it's only an isser derabban. So Rashi over there is mashma, and that's the problem. When I ask a guy, do malacha for me on Shabbos, the Amir Lanachri, that's over the problem of v'dabir davar. Okay? Rashi, though, in Shabbos, kufnun gimel amin alf, dibur amasla mai taimo, he says over there, the problem is that it's like I'm making the guy my shliach. Okay? He's like my shliach. And therefore, just like I'm not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, I'm making the goy, you'll say, ein shlichas l'dvar aveira, and ein shlichas l'goy, okay, let the poskim talk about those different inyanim. Generally, we say, there's no shlich l'dvar aveira, and we generally say, ein shlichas by goy. Okay, the poskim do deal with that, but that's Rashi Beferish over there, says it looks like he's my shlich. If we zone in on these two, dinim of Rashi, okay, there's a major nafkamina between them. The Avni Nezer. Very beautiful Avni Nezer, Mem Gimel. Siv Katan Vav talks about these two Rashis and he says the following nafkaminas. What if I ask a goy before Shabbos to do malacha for me on Shabbos? According to the first reason of Rashi v'dabir davar, I never spoke about malacha on Shabbos. I did Erev Shabbos. That's not a problem. I can talk about malacha on Erev Shabbos. Therefore, it would not be a problem with dabir davar. But when the guy goes in and does malacha for me on the Shabbos itself, he's near kashliach. It still looks like he's my mashliach. And the opposite case, what if I ask a guy to do something on Shabbos, he asks him to do something for you, Motzei Shabbos. Okay? Over here, the first reason of a daber davar, it's asr, I'm talking about doing malacha on Shabbos. According to the second reason, the guy does it for you on Motzei Shabbos, it doesn't look like he's your shliach. He's mutter for him to do malacha for you on Motzei Shabbos. Those are the two nafkaminas in Rashi. The Avni Nezer points out that both of them we pass in like both things. The Chumrah, you're not allowed, we'll see this also in Shulchan Aruch, they're not allowed to ask a goy before Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to ask a goy on Shabbos to do malacha for you on Motzei Shabbos for these two reasons of Rashi. Nearly, and I believe this is also what the Rambam is Merami's too, and there's an Aruch HaShulchan that talks about this at length, by Hilchos Muksa also, that the reason really behind what Chazal is saying over here is there's certain things. There are certain things that if you allow on Shabbos, in kan Shabbos, you lose out on the whole time of Shabbos. Imagine you're going and doing malacha for you all day long on Shabbos, the whole essence of Shabbos could be lost. Okay? And therefore, those things have to be, the Chazal had to come and put the brakes on certain actions on Shabbos in order not to turn Shabbos into a chukah utul, that it does not become, the God does not come a big joke. Now, not only is getting benefit from malacha of a goy usher on Shabbos, but there's a halacha is that you're not even allowed to get enough from it until what we call kedesh yasu on Motzei Shabbos. Okay, well let's say the malacha. I don't know. He sews a beged for you on Shabbos. Okay, the goy goes ahead and makes a garment for you on Shabbos. So to sew a beged, I don't know how long. Even let's say with machines, it takes 2 hours to sew a beged. And so the goy goes and makes it. Not only cannot wear the article of clothing on Shabbos, but you would not be allowed to get enough from it until 2 hours after Shabbos. The time it would take for you to go ahead and do it yourself until Motzei Shabbos. A regular person would go ahead and take it 2 hours, therefore it would take 2 hours Motzei Shabbos. It's called Kedesh Yasu. Okay? Kedesh Yasu. Why are we so machmer that we don't even allow it to wait Kedesh Yasu? So that also is a machlokas in the Rishonim between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos holds that if you're allowed to go ahead and get hana right away on Motzei Shabbos, what's going to happen? We're going to say, look at that, geshmak. I got to have a begin right Motzei Shabbos. That's also a benefit. And we're going to come to end up asking even the guy who does it himself. I can't get a benefit for 2 hours until 2 hours after Shabbos. Next week, I'm going to ask the guy to do it again. And therefore, I'm going to come to be over the minister of Amir al-Nachri. Okay, so therefore, Tosfos says not to go in order to make another gedder around this din, not to come to ask a goy to go ahead and do a malacha for you on Shabbos. Rashi says something different, very interesting. He says, Shelo yehaneh mimeleches Shabbos yontif. We should not get benefit from malacha that was done in Shabbos yontif. This is not a Jew though. This is a goy. Still, Rashi says we don't want to get benefit from malacha that was done on Shabbos and yontif. And therefore, Rashi tells us over here that that's the reason why you have to wait till Kedesh Yasu. Very interesting. If you look over here in Reish Ayin Vav, it never mentions anything about Kadesh Yasu. You have to go to Simon Shin Chav Ches. Later on where he talks about over there, the dinim, similar dinim. And it says over there, he talks about Kadesh Yasu. I asked once, that's Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinson, what is the Kadesh Yasu? How come the Shulchan Aruch left that over here? He goes, it's very simple. What's Reish Ayin Vav, the dinim over here, Reish Ayin Vav? It's talking about lighting a candle. What's the Kadesh Yasu of lighting a candle? It takes a split second. It's a little silly to talk about Kadesh Yasu and lighting a candle. It's a technicality. Sometimes you just don't think. And therefore, that's a Dover Pashut over here. Why Reish Ayin Vav doesn't mention Kadesh Yasu is because it's not Shaykh over here when the guy is lighting a candle for a Jew. It takes a split second to go ahead and do it. Okay? So that is the call over here. Any time that a guy does a malacha for a Jew on Shabbos, is it Asur? Lahenos malacha from this malacha? And it is usher to ask the guy. Two separate dinim. Isser of Amira and the Isser of Hana'ah. So that's a little background information about Zrat Hashem before we go ahead and next time go into Simon Reish Ayin Vav. There's a lot of details and a lot of times where we can rely on Goyim. Many times we're chayav to rely on Goyim and different things. And therefore we have to get the dinim down Bezrat Hashem and we will go into Simon Reish Ayin Vav. Ad kan for today.